Two pop stars generated an intense reaction when they collaborated on two new songs. Almost 3 years after singer Chris Brown was convicted of assaulting his then-girlfriend, singer Rihanna, they're back together, at least musically. The singers intentionally leaked remixes of two songs. Both are Rihanna-Chris Brown duets. NPR's Sam Sanders reports on a collaboration that includes some X-rated lyrics.
The speculation built for days. Rihanna might release a remix to one of her songs and feature Chris Brown. On Monday, her 24th birthday, Rihanna did it. She tweeted the remix to a track aptly titled Birthday Cake. And it featured the man who violently assaulted her.
And it's not even my birthday.
That same day, Chris Brown tweeted a remix to the lead single from his upcoming album. And yep, you guessed it, Rihanna was the featured guest on Turn Up the Music. The jaws of the internet collectively dropped.
Something is not right with them. These are two deeply disturbed individuals that probably need to get off Twitter and spend some time on someone's couch working it out.
Natalie Hopkinson is a contributing editor at TheRoot.com. Like many other writers online, Hopkinson was repulsed by the musical reunion. Headlines called the song stomach-turning and unbelievable. They critiqued the Rihanna song in particular for lyrics that blur the line between pleasure and pain and seem to almost allude to the assault.
Give it to her in the worst way.
The worst way.
Can't wait to blow candles out. I want to.
For Hopkinson, it wasn't just the explicit nature of the lyrics or the message the pair's reunion might send about domestic abuse.
They're normalizing this incredibly abnormal and deviant behavior. And then on top of that, they're doing it for their own personal gain, their record company's personal gain, the blogger's personal gain, the clicks, the page views.
But Maura Johnston of The Village Voice says, wait.
I always am wary of attributing motives to people in pop, especially now when you have so many ways that you can disseminate a persona that aren't necessarily your persona.
And disseminating persona is something Brown and Rihanna are very good at. Both are staples of the blogosphere, and each has millions of Twitter followers who greeted the duo's new music with almost universal support. One of those Twitter followers was Charisse McGlone, a sophomore at Howard University in Washington, D.C. And for her, the duets were a sign of something more.
I feel like they've been back together for a while. They're just now letting, like, the public know.
And you're cool with that?
I'm cool with it. Like, I love black love.
Yeah, but it wasn't just about love.
The main goal of those songs were probably money. Publicity. Why not draw more attention to my song, generate more revenue? I would do it. Like, make some more money, you know? The public is going to eat that up.
Howard sophomore Earl King, a huge fan, agreed.
They're going to make money off of two good money. Good money. And it might cause some backlash, but their fans are going to support them.
Whether the songs were a wink, a kiss, or a money grab, Maura Johnston says she knows one thing about both remixes.
I don't think either of the songs is very good at all.
Not that that really matters at this point. Sam Sanders, NPR News.